Praise the Lord.
Amen.
We want to have some fellowship related to the matter of morning revival.
Amen.
I'd like to share first some general things related to the matter of being revived every morning.
Amen.
And Brother Samuel will continue with some specifics about the use of the telephone so we can join together with one another in the morning.
Amen.
To contact the source of life in the universe.
Amen.
And enjoy the infilling of the triune God.
Amen.
First, let's go ahead and I'll read the first verse on our outline here. Lamentations 3:22 and 23. Let's read this all together.
Amen.
It is the Lord's loving kindness that we are not consumed.
His creation. That in creation, every morning there is a new start. No matter what has happened in the past, no matter how long you may have been away from the Lord or away from the flow of life, every morning the Lord gives us a new opportunity to have a fresh start in life. That's why every morning we need to rise up to reestablish our contact and connection with the Lord. And every morning we have the opportunity to do this. No matter what happened yesterday, regardless how far we got away from the Lord, regardless how dry we may be, the Lord is still a flowing river fresh every morning.
Amen.
Let's read the next verse from Proverbs 8:17. Let's read this all together.
I love those that love me, and they that seek me early shall find me.
How about we pray read this together? How about some, as we pray read, just stand in small groups, one or two or three, and pray read.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. I love those that love me.
Amen.
I love those that love me.
Hallelujah. Read the next verse in Psalm 63:1. Let's read this all together.
Oh God, you are my God. I seek you diligently. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh faints in longing for you in a dry and weary land without water.
Amen. And I think literally you can translate this, I seek you early. I seek you early. Well, we know, of course, the picture in the Old Testament of the manna is that the manna appeared early in the morning. And when the sun rose, the manna disappeared. And there is something about the morning time that makes it the proper time to touch the Lord.
Amen.
Before our mind gets engaged and begins running with all the things of the day, before we get kind of cluttered with static, when it's quiet, it's peaceful, there's nothing disturbing us, we all know this is the easiest time to touch the Lord. It's so easy when the dawn is coming to rise up and have a sweet, flowing contact with the Lord. So we know there's many, many verses in the Bible that specifically mention the time, early,
Amen.
Or at the dawn, that we need to seek the Lord. Why? Because it seems that when we go to bed at night, during the process of the night, we get transferred. We may have been enjoying the Lord. We may have had a sweet contact with the Lord in the evening time. Maybe before we went to bed, we had some time in the Word. But somehow, when you wake up in the morning, we wake up with a thirsty soul. Our flesh is in a dry and weary land without water. We know the picture, right? The children of Israel were in Egypt for many years. And finally, and it was early in the morning that they crossed over the Red Sea. And of course, the Lord went there to fight against Satan, even ripped off the wheels from their chariots to help them escape into the wilderness. And there in the wilderness, they could serve the Lord, touch the Lord, eat the Lord. Seems like during the day, we may get released and we get out of Egypt. We get into the wilderness. Hopefully, we get into the good land to touch the Lord. But somehow, my experience is every night, a mysterious transfer takes place. And I get transferred back into Egypt.
Amen.
And when I wake up in the morning, I don't wake up in the good land, usually. I usually wake up in Egypt. I wake up in a dry place with no water. So, when we get up, we need to open to contact the living fountain of life.
Amen.
Early, we need to contact the Lord. We all know if we miss that time, you know, we get up maybe, we were up late, so we get up a little bit late, we have to run to get to work. Then we try and touch the Lord a little later in the day.
Amen.
And, I mean, the Lord is merciful. He will still give us some water. But somehow it seems like we're just out of step all day long. The soul gets engaged, our mind starts running, our feelings get involved in a lot of concerns and cares and anxieties, and it's just not so easy to touch the Lord. But if in the morning we can establish our contact with the Lord, then it's easy during the day to just keep coming back to drink of that sweet well and to get ourselves all cleared up. So, we all need to exercise. I mean, we've heard this word many times. But we just need to be reminded. Early in the morning, we need to touch the Lord. Early every morning, we need to touch the Lord. You know, the manna only lasted you for one day. And the Lord doesn't give us, you know, when Jim gets up, he has an unusually outstanding time of morning revival on the Lord's day. But you know, the Lord will not give Jim the next 10-year supply of life that he needs.
Amen.
He just doesn't do it that way.
Right.
Even physically, right? We can only store so much food in our refrigerator. The Lord only gives us enough to supply us for this day.
Yeah.
Because His intention is that we would not live by ourselves,
right,
or even just live by something He gave us. He wants us to remain in fellowship and contact with Him.
Amen.
So He just arranges it that every day we need a fresh supply from the Lord.
Amen.
Every day we have to open and contact the Lord.
Amen.
Okay, and how do we contact the Lord? Well, Samuel's going to share some practical steps we can follow in our contact. But fundamentally, there are two items we need. Number one, we need our mingled human spirit.
Yeah.
Right? This is the contact point. The point that connects us to the reservoir of the heavenly supply.
Right.
And number two, and this is inside of us. And number two, what do we need? We need the Word. Let's read Matthew 4:4 together. Let's all stand and read this together.
But He answered and said, "It is written, man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that proceeds out through the mouth of God."
Amen. Amen. Every word that proceeds out through the mouth of God.
Amen.
And in the morning, we don't need that much word.
Right.
You know, if you look at the Lord, of course, He had been spending 40 days in communion with God. Then when the enemy came to tempt Him, you know, He didn't give the devil a long dissertation. Do you know what He did? He quoted three verses in Deuteronomy, practically in consecutive chapters. He just quoted one verse to answer one objection, and then another verse. You don't need a lot of the Word. You need every word. In fact, this almost kind of implies prayer reading, right? You need to take a little verse, and then you need to eat every single word.
Amen.
And we all know the best way to eat every single word in a verse is to pray read it.
Amen.
Just to take it. Oh, but He answered.
Amen.
Lord, thank You. You answered.
Amen.
You answered and said.
Amen.
Oh, not what I think. But it is written.
Amen.
Praise the Lord for what is written.
Amen.
Man shall not live by bread alone.
Amen.
But on every word. Every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God.
Amen.
And as we take the Word in the morning, we just take one verse or two verses and we begin to pray read that Word, which is just printed letters on a page, becomes the Word proceeding out of the mouth of God.
Right.
We'll take this. Okay, right here, right now, these are just words printed on a page. But when we begin to mix them with our spirit early in the morning, they become the Word God speaks to us. They become the Word proceeding out of the mouth of God. This Logos Word, this constant Word, becomes the Rhema Word, the spoken Word that can supply us and can impart the divine element into us. You know, and as we are being revived every morning, something marvelous is happening to us.
Right.
What is happening to us? We are getting renewed.
Right.
Metabolically and organically.
Amen.
Okay, lastly, let's read the final verse in 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Let's read this all together.
Therefore, we do not lose heart, but though our outer man is decaying, yet our inner man is being renewed day by day.
Amen.
Okay, how is our inner man renewed?
Day
by day.
Amen.
Right? Practically, the inner man is being renewed morning by morning and day by day. This process of renewal is a gradual daily process that takes place as we open to the Lord and receive the infusion of the divine element.
Right.
That infusion will carry away the old soul life. Right? We say we want to lay down our soul life. How do you lay down your soul life? Okay, you can't just make a decision one time to lay it down. You know, the first step of laying down your soul life is to get out of your bed every morning. That is a real laying down of the soul life. I think this is probably one of the hardest ways to lay down our soul life. Get out of bed every morning. To lay aside your soul life, to exercise your spirit.
Amen.
And as we exercise, we know something mysterious happens. Day by day, it doesn't seem like much is transpiring. But what is happening is, little by little, all that Jim Birchman is in Adam, by his natural birth, is being carried away.
Amen.
Little by little over a long period of time.
Amen.
That's why we need to touch the Lord every morning.
Amen.
To have a little more of the soul life carried away. And not only so, little by little, the divine life is being inwrought into his being.
Amen.
So that no longer are we seeing Jim Birchman. Praise the Lord, we're seeing Christ Birchman.
Hey.
He's being conformed little by little to the image of Christ.
Amen.
So, after some years, you see less of Jim and more of Christ.
Amen.
And this is a metabolic change that takes place as we exercise our spirit and the very life of God gets dispensed and inwrought into our soul. But my experience is the key to this whole process is the morning revival time. We all need, we've had this practice for many years. Maybe some of us had it, but we've slipped away from it. But praise the Lord, every morning we have a new start.
That's right.
If you've slipped away, you can come back again tomorrow morning. Come back to enjoy the sweet flow of life. Come back to enjoy the divine dispensing of the triune God. To be renewed a little more and conformed to the image of Christ. Praise the Lord for this practice. And we need to have not only a personal time, but my experience, many times I can't break through just by myself. Many times I need the brothers. I need the brothers to help me get out of Egypt. You know, maybe I get stuck trying to get through the Red Sea. And I need somebody to come and pick me up and carry me the rest of the way out. And there are other times when you get stuck and you need me to carry you out. So that's why we're proposing not only we have our own personal time.
Right.
We have to have a personal time. To confess our sins, to cleanse our conscience, this we have to do privately. But also, we need some strengthening. We need some strengthening to corporately take the land. And my experience is I enjoy the Lord so much by myself. But when I get together with the brothers, I enjoy that much more. So we need also to have a morning revival time with the saints. And praise the Lord for the telephone. All technology is used by the Lord for His economy. And the telephone, which the enemy likes to use to tear us down, we can transform its function into making it a means for the dispensing of God.
Amen.
One into the other. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. This morning revival resolved one of my major problems in my Christian life. When I was saved, at that time, I was told, the divine life will dispense into me, then I will live a totally different life. I'll be full of joy, full of enjoyment. So I got baptized. I start my Christian life. I find out the situation is not so fancy as I was told. Yes, sometimes I experience the Lord. I feel it's wonderful. Time. Eventually, I'm afraid. I can't be strong anymore. Because so long I am strong, and then maybe just less than one day, I'll be fell down again. Praise the Lord! Morning revival! Resolve my problem! What's the reason? The reason is in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 16, it told us, our inward man is being renewed day by day. The principle of God is day by day. The principle of our experience the Lord is day by day. In 24 hours, we have daytime. But we have night time. But the earth was enlightened by the sun day by day. Amen. We don't need to worry about how dark it is at night. We know within 24 hours the sun will rise up to enlighten the dark earth. Hallelujah! For us, we don't need to worry about how sinful we are. But we know, so long as we have a time, we come to Him, then we'll be renewed will be revived, will be enlivened, will be vitalized by Him. Brothers and sisters, now He is a life-giving Spirit. He can enliven us, vitalize us. Amen. Day by day. And now, I treasure not my success, neither my failure. I treasure. I have a time I can come to Him that during that time I can be revived. Brothers and sisters, this is the principle of life. We can be renewed day by day. Five steps to have a morning revival by telephone. Okay. First, calling. Second, praying. The third, prayer reading. The fourth, interceding. The fifth, blessing. Amen. Very easy. Yet very effective. How about we repeat it three times? Amen. A, calling, prayer reading, interceding, blessing. Amen. Calling, praying, prayer reading, interceding, blessing. Once again, calling, praying, interceding, blessing. Amen. This five step is a suggestion. Not a rule, neither a regulation. If we have more morning revival, we just do it. But if we don't have it, then we can try according to this suggested five steps. First, calling. Okay, by telephone. Okay, at an appointed time, sometimes in the early morning, sometimes even if morning time is not so available, we can use noon time. Even we can use evening time. So the first, when we take the telephone, first, calling upon the name of the Lord. Amen. Sometimes we need to call more than eight times. When we take the telephone, we call, "Oh Lord Jesus, oh Lord Jesus, oh Lord Jesus." Amen. In the early morning, we just call two or three times. Maybe we don't wake up yet. Sometimes call more than eight times. "Oh Lord Jesus," and you call, "Oh Lord Jesus. Oh Lord Jesus.
Oh Lord Jesus.
Oh Lord Jesus.
Oh Lord Jesus.
Oh Lord Jesus.
Oh Lord Jesus."
By calling, we are enlivened. Second, pray.
Amen.
Your simple pray. Very easy. "Oh Lord, I love you. Lord, I need you. Lord, I come to your word. Oh, you're the only one that I need." Simple prayer. Amen. I think everyone can make it. The third, prayer reading. Okay, we just read the verse. Within 5 minutes, we don't need to pray read all the words in that verse. We just pick up some fragment, pick up some phrase, which touch us the most. Then we just enjoy it. Amen. how we enjoy it? What is prayer reading? Very easy. So easy. We just put, "Oh Lord Jesus," before that sentence. And followed by, "Amen." Then, without spirit, to read several times. So easy. It's prayer reading. Prayer reading. Amen. And then, the fourth, interceding. Amen. So, everyone, in our daily living, something we are quite concerned, something we are quite worried about. Something we need someone to share, to bear the burden with us. Now is a precious opportunity. We can open this to our spiritual companion. He can pray for me. And I can pray for him. Day by day, we pray for one another. Amen. Brother and sisters, I feel so sweet. In this morning revival time, I can sense every day some brothers definitely pray for me. Even I've been church life so long. I know few brothers and sisters pray for me. Even their prayers just pray occasionally. But I have lots of burden, anxiety. I need someone to pray for me day by day. So this interceding is very sweet. Everyone, we can pray for each other day by day. Day by day. We learn to open the things. And then our companion will pray for us. Through our prayers and through the bountiful supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ, we'll turn into our salvation. And the fifth point, by blessing, not only we interceding, and then our prayer will be ended up with blessing. Bless our brother with all the heavenly blessing. Bless our sister that he can enjoy the divine presence. Blessing. Amen. Calling, praying, prayer reading, interceding, and blessing. Amen. Now, I want one volunteer. Brother. Amen. Any brother who just baptized within 1 year. Okay? Raise up your hand. Baptized within 1 year. Welcome. Come. We make a test whether he can be enlivened or not within 5 minutes. Okay, how about now we repeat these 5 steps. First,
calling.
Second,
pray.
The third,
pray reading.
Yeah, good. The fourth,
interceding.
The fifth, very good. Hallelujah, good. And then, the first calling, 8 times, right?
Oh,
yes, okay, amen. So we just end that. Then, pray. Simple prayer, yes. And then, we turn to the prayer reading. How about you take this, of your copy, yes, of this. All right. Okay, thank you. Yes, okay. And then we pray reading. How we pray read? The first, you read that every day. We can, according to the church schedule, we read one verse. Amen. So you read one time, and I repeat again. And then you need to find out just some phrase or even a few words which touch you the most. Right? So no problem. Okay, yes, we cut the pieces out. Then we pray read. Hallelujah. And then, okay, no problem, pray reading. Therefore, interceding. You pray for me, and I pray for you. Real thing. Yes, real thing. I pray for you, and you pray for me. Well, what's the function of its interceding? Apply the word we enjoy into this practical, specific event to experience the word of God is living and operative in what? In the thing which we are concerned about, we worry about. In that specific event, we can experience the living effectiveness of the word of God. And then, blessing. Amen. The elderly bless the younger. Bless our poor with the word of God. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Whoever, you come the time, and then you say stop, and then we practice it. Then we can come. How many minutes we need? Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, Lord Jesus. Amen. Amen.
Lord
come on.
Jesus.
Amen. Oh, Lord Jesus.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Oh, Lord Jesus. Hey, oh Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Jesus, I love you.
Jesus, I love you.
Hey, I need you. Amen. Hallelujah. For this morning, we are enjoying Lamentation 3, 22 to 23. Amen. Amen. You read it? Amen. Louder. Amen. Amen.
It is Jehovah's loving kindness.
Amen.
That we are not consumed.
Amen.
For his compassions do not fail.
Amen.
They are new every morning.
Hallelujah.
It is your faithfulness.
Amen. Hallelujah. It is Jehovah's loving kindness.
Amen.
That we are not consumed.
Amen.
For his compassion does not fail.
Amen.
They are new every morning.
Amen.
Great is your faithfulness.
Amen.
Which word touched you the most? Which phrase?
Great is your faithfulness.
Hallelujah! Amen. Let's enjoy it. Amen. Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Great.
Amen. Great
is your faithfulness. Amen.
Great is your faithfulness.
Amen.
Your faithfulness.
Yeah. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Great is your faithfulness.
Amen.
Great is your faithfulness.
Amen.
Oh, great!
Amen.
It's your faithfulness.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Faithfulness.
Yeah.
Amen.
Hey.
Faithfulness.
Yeah. Oh, amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Great.
Amen.
Oh, great.
Hallelujah.
Great.
Amen.
Great is your faithfulness.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah. Amen. Poor. Amen. From this evening. And till tomorrow, the whole days, what things you concern the most? What things you worry about the most? Okay, tell me. I pray for you. Amen.
Oh, Lord.
Amen.
Real.
My leg.
Amen.
I've been doing a lot of stooping. Growing.
Oh, amen.
It just hurts just a lot.
Amen. Oh, Lord. Oh, we pray for Paul. Pray for her, his leg. Oh, Lord. Great is your faithfulness. Hallelujah. Oh, your faithfulness is great. Our Paul's leg. Oh, recover his leg. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. You are faithful. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, we cover our brother.
Amen.
Cover his leg.
Amen.
Amen. No, no pain.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Recover to the normal situation.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. And Paul, and please pray for me. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Pray. Yes. Oh, yes. And my wife and my kids. Now they are in Taipei. Amen. Amen. I'm quite concerned then. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Just pray for me with the great is God's faithfulness.
Amen.
Eight days later, my daughter will enter into the elementary school. Amen. Yes. Amen. Please pray for me. Amen. For my daughter. Amen. Hallelujah.
Lord
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
Praise your faithfulness.
Yeah.
Samuel's family.
Yeah.
Taipei.
Amen.
Your faithfulness is needed, Lord.
Amen.
For his daughter.
Amen.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cover her.
Amen.
Oh, your faithfulness.
Amen.
Praise your faithfulness.
Lord. Amen. Amen. I really thank you very much for your prayers. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Lord, bless our brother Paul. Bless him with your faithfulness. With your great faithfulness. Recover his leg. Hallelujah. That he can enjoy your faithfulness. Hallelujah. Praise Lord. Amen. Hey, 5 minutes and 8 seconds. Hey. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hey. 5 minutes. Amen. 5 steps. Amen. Okay, Paul, how you feel? Share something.
I feel alive.
Hey. Some more.
I feel.
Amen. How you touch? Calling? What? This five steps. What step touch you? How you feel? Calling? How about calling? Calling upon the name of the Lord. Yes. And how about praying?
Praying is good.
Amen.
Okay.
Yes, just pray in a simple way. Lord, I love you.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yes. And how about prayer reading?
Prayer reading is good.
Amen.
You can punch it in there.
Yes. Amen. And how about interceding?
That's really good. You get to know each other.
Yes. Right. It's, we have genuine build up. Amen. In our spirit with one another. And I feel so sweet. Amen. Sometimes it's not so easy. We have a lot of things we are quite concerned about. Not easy. We tell all the congregation. But, amen, every day we can open something to our dear brother Paul. He can pray for me. Amen. For my wife. For my daughter. Amen. I feel. Amen. I'm so blessed. Amen. In the throne, we are perfectly blessed. Or, are you willing to spend just 5 minutes per day? Okay?
What about on Saturday? You want me to wake up early then too?
Then we can appoint a proper time. With a spiritual companion in your group. Amen. Every day. 5 minutes.
Amen.
Are you willing?
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Thank you very much. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now we, how about we repeat this five steps again. Amen. First, calling and praying and prayer reading and interceding and blessing. And once again, calling, praying, prayer reading, interceding, blessing. Amen. Now, how about we just hear, we practice right now with the brother and sister on our next seat. Amen. Oh, amen. Two by two. Amen. How about, amen. Two or three. Amen. Amen. You too. Amen. You too. Okay. Practice the 5 steps. Amen. Amen.